are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Dr. Nick Marceau. Good morning, Dr. Nick.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today. It's a good-looking morning out there.
It is. It's so nice out.
We'll take days like these. And you're here in a little different capacity. You want to talk about the Oahe Capitals and what's going on. You've got a big campaign coming up. Well, it's underway now to upgrade the Pace of building here in Pierre.
Yeah, so a couple of us who are part of the Hockey Association kind of put a project together to say, what can we do to grow hockey in Pierre as hockey's growing across the state? And what we decided was we need to have a second game rink that we can host spectators and events at. We see that across the state at many facilities. And we have two facilities, the Expo Center in Fort Pierre, which we rent for 6 months out of the year, and then Pace is a facility up behind Walmart that we own as an association, and that's the facility that currently is a practice facility. It needs a lot of just initial upgrades to become game ready, and that's our goal, is to get that place up and going.
Yeah, for people who aren't familiar with that facility, it is basically just a glorified practice facility. There's not a lot there that really needs to, and that's kind of where you're looking to go.
Correct, yeah. We need, there's not the locker room capacity up there to host games. There is not a fire suppression system, so basically for safety of fans or spectators, you know, if we had a few hundred people in there, parking lot improvements, the boards and glass need a lot of attention, Zamboni needed attention, just a lot of things to initially make it continue it as a serviceable practice facility, and then the next steps of making it into actually game ready.
Yeah, there's a lot that people don't think about or know about that goes into making it, you know, able to be used, better used. And like you said, maintaining the boards, and you got to have a good ice system in there. The Zamboni, which you just got a Zamboni here, what, just a couple weeks ago?
We did, yeah. A couple weeks ago, we had a new Zamboni delivered to Pesa. Our old one there was from 1980, and it was having a few problems over the years. So during this campaign, we got a very generous gift from First National Bank, who said, hey, go out and get a new Zamboni. So we went out and got a new-to-us Zamboni. Details of the gift from First National Bank are still being worked out, but we were able to get a new Zamboni, and it was delivered the other day, and Midwest Construction was very generous in helping us with the trailer and getting it unloaded without any issues. So
that is fantastic. So some of the things that you've got a goal set for this year, which is, what, $350,000. And you're about a quarter of the way right now. We're pretty close to it.
Yep, we're at about $150,000, just over $150,000 here as of yesterday. Like I said, First National Bank was very generous in there. And then the other very generous gift we received was from Delta Dental and Scott and Julia Jones. Scott and Julia gifted $50,000, and then Delta Dental did a match of $50,000. So right there was $100,000, and that was very generous and really kind of said, okay, this is moving forward. This is time to do some things. And we were able to get some of those initial things we needed. The boards and glass, we got some new boards and glass coming. Those should be delivered this week. Again, Midwest Construction has been very generous in helping unload those and actually storing them for a couple months as we redo some things this summer up there.
And that was my next question. What are some of the first things you're looking to do as you get these donations coming in?
Yeah, so we mentioned those couple things. We also need kind of some new refrigeration stuff, a new compressor up there to help maintain ice. Oddly enough, we actually need to hook up the in-floor heating system. That's a sand floor up there. And we actually need to have floor heat, you know, a couple feet below the surface so it can maintain the sand being level. Right now we have a lot of heaving in that, and so we need to replace the ice this summer to level everything. So that's one thing we need to get running. A second dehumidifier is needed, and what the benefit of that and what that's going to do is allow us to keep that ice up there year-round. So we keep that ice in currently year-round, but we have issues in those hot summer days. So having that dehumidifier will allow us to keep good quality ice over the summer times for our kids. And then the other big one is a fire suppression system to make sure that we have that and we're kind of meeting codes and all that.
Yeah, the important things that you need to do. And it's not going to be really super huge in there. It's going to hold, what, maybe a couple hundred fans when you get
100 to 200. So currently there's about 100 seats in there. Once we get through our initial phase here of these initial improvements with that $350,000, we will be kind of talking about more of the fun part of the project, which is a renovation and expansion to the building. And that we anticipate, you know, starting now, we're getting design plans written up and should have those hopefully this summer. And that'll allow us to kind of show everybody what it looks like inside and what we anticipate it seeing. And that'll basically be an addition that will add 4 locker rooms with some bathrooms, a referee room, a kind of girls' locker room, changing room thing, and then renovating our current locker rooms into kind of concession stands, bathrooms, warming room, so we really can have a facility that has, you know, a normal hockey facility that has everything that we need to host games.
Yeah, all those amenities, which are really important, you know, now that, you know, you want to be able to use it for more things and to be able to play some games. And being able to have that is, you know, kind of a draw, and it will, you know, bring things in as well.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and our you know, it's not just hockey. We have the Central South Dakota Figure Skating Club uses that facility.
Right.
And there's recreational skating up there. So, you know, this whole project is going to benefit hockey. Obviously, that's what we do, but it's going to benefit the whole community. And the ability for us to have games up there is going to allow us to, you know, possibly expand some of the tournaments we offer in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe be host more games in the wintertime. Also give us the spring and summer opportunities. We have lots of kids who play summer hockey. Figure Skating Club could host something in the summer if they would like. But just that opportunity to bring more people to Pier. We already have lots of people coming to camp and fish in the summertime, and let's throw in a hockey tournament or something on the weekend, men's league tournaments. I mean, lots of different possibilities, but we have to get that facility to speed in order to do this.
Right, so, it's got to be in a good place so you can do those sorts of things. Yep. But it'll be a great addition to the community when it's all said and done. If folks are wanting to help out with donations, or there's businesses out there that would like to be part of this, how do they go about that, Nick?
Yeah, so they can reach out to me, 605-280-8252, or we have an email at capitalizefund@gmail.com. And then on our website at oahihockey.org, there is a tab on there that's called the Capitalize tab, and it has more details on the project. It shows some sponsorship opportunities, recognition levels that we're doing. And then there's a QR code on there and a link to a PayPal donation site. But, you know, again, going to the website, contact me, you know, happy to answer any questions that people have or any interest in helping out.
Sounds great. Yeah, it's an important campaign. It's going to be a nice addition to the community. So best of luck as the campaign moves forward and you get some of those things done and be able to show, like you said, the plans, you know, the fun part of it that everybody can really look at and see and get excited about.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you having me. And again, it's an exciting time for hockey across the state, and we want to continue to be part of that. We've had a lot of good success with our program since 1995, and we haven't done anything really this big since 1998 when the Expo Center was built. So, and that was back in my day. So it's time that we step up and do something for the kids that we have in our growing program. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping in today, and we'll keep tabs, and we'll maybe have you again in here down the line.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. There's Dr. Nick Marceau joining us this morning. If you want to find out more about the Capitalize Our Future, like he said, check out the website or the Facebook page and follow along there. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.